How many of you want to pick up your horn? Haven't played the saxophone in 3 years, 18 years, 30 years, and you're listening to this guy and you're saying, oh man, I need to get me another saxophone. All right, so Jaco Pastorius is our featured musician. He's on bass. What's the name of the song? What animal is featured in the title of this song? It is The Chicken. Yep, that's the title of the song, The Chicken. I know you don't really hear anything that resembles a chicken, but that's the title of the song, The Chicken. All right, so we're talking about breastfeeding and how we can develop some breastfeeding skills and graces. And of course, a lot of that has to do with, you know, just accumulating more knowledge about it. So we talked about the fact that it may, with our young babies, take them, you know, 10 minutes on each breast or maybe even 20 minutes. So that being the case, we're talking about the fact that it may be that they'll spend 10 or 20 minutes with each breast. Let me ask you one of those should you questions. Should you? Should you use both breasts? Not only is it optional, but is it something that you should do? Should you use both breasts? Well, after breastfeeding for a few weeks, you should start letting your baby actually drain one breast before switching to the other breast. That's because there are two types of milk during each feeding. First, you have that thinner, thirst-quenching fore milk, F-O-R-E, fore milk. And that's followed by the creamier, fat-rich hind milk, H-I-N-D. So first, the thinner milk that's going to help quench the baby's thirst. And then that's going to be followed by the creamier, fat-rich milk that's going to help fill baby up, need calories. And isn't it interesting how we need both? We need fluids and we need foods. Both serve different each serves different purpose. And isn't it interesting that that's what's needed from the beginning? I'm talking about when we're out of the womb, fresh out of the womb. And that's what's needed when we're 6 years old. That's what's still needed when we're 26 years old, 56. We need the drinks, the beverages, the fluids, and we need the foods. It's amazing that our Creator has made the woman's body so that her breast will produce the milk that takes care of thirst and milk that takes care of hunger. Amazing. And the baby needs both. If your baby finishes only the first breast during a feeding, remember, it still might be looking at roughly 10 or 20 minutes on each breast. So if they only finish one breast during a feeding and they're ready to nod on off to sleep, no problem. Just be sure to offer the other breast first at the next feeding. So if you pick baby up because baby has let you know time for milk, and you put baby on your left breast, and your baby drains that left breast and is full, turns away from the breast, full, done, through, don't want any more, no problem. Just remember that the left breast is the one that you use to take care of that last nursing, and put the baby on your right breast the next time. All right. Talk about that teamwork, getting it going. Okay. Something about having the knowledge, the understanding, etc., just helps us get to the point where it's just easier to do it. I'm not saying all the complications go away, but the more information we gather, the more question marks we remove, and the more question marks we remove, really and truly, the less stressful it is. The less stressful it is, the easier it is. Should you use both breasts? Yes. Now, how about the pacifier? Well, let me ask you this. How many of you ran into a little bit of trouble when it comes to switching your baby from your breast to the bottle and possibly going back and forth from breast to bottle, back to breast. Did you ever notice whether or not, especially those of you who may have breastfed more than once, but even those of you who may have done it once, you ever notice whether or not your baby seemed to have been experiencing some nipple confusion? Well, nipple confusion occurs when a baby is bottle fed too soon and then forgets how to nurse on the mother's nipple. It's not very common, but you can easily avoid it. If you're planning on introducing a bottle, how old should your baby be when you introduce the bottle? Ideally, I know you may have to introduce the bottle sooner than I'm getting ready to say, but ideally, what is the earliest that you should introduce the bottle? Anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. 2 to 4 weeks. But don't wait too long after that in order to introduce a bottle, or you may have trouble getting your baby to accept one. So that's part of the reason that you're looking at 2 to 4 weeks as opposed to, say, 2 to 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. 2 to 4 weeks, and then begin to introduce the bottle. And to the extent that you're able to avoid going back and forth, avoid going back and forth. But keep in mind that they did say that this is not very common. Nipple confusion is not very common. And so I imagine there are quite a few of you mothers who are looking back on your breastfeeding days and you're thinking, well, you know what? I remember with all my children, I was able to go back and forth. In fact, I would breastfeed. And then when my husband would feed, of course, he couldn't use my breasts. And so he'd use the bottle. And so our babies were going back and forth all the time from my breast to the bottle. That's the beauty of it. Again, it's not that common. Nipple confusion is not that common. So, you know, you do want to. So, and, you know, I was saying, you know, if you can avoid going back and forth. But that's why I said if you can't, don't worry about it if you can't. Because, again, it is so rare. Nipple confusion is so rare that more than likely it's just not going to become an issue for your baby. Now, you ever wonder if your baby is drinking enough? You know, we talked about some ways to tell when your baby is full. And what are some of those ways? Yeah, you look and see if your baby turns away from the breast. Seeing if the rate of speed at which the baby is sucking is slowing down quite a bit. Those can be telltale signs that your baby has had enough. What are some other ways to tell, though, if your baby is drinking enough? I'll share that with you in a few.